VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. On Capitol Hill here in Washington, public testimony is underway into U.S. President Donald Trump's conduct in office. The day's two witnesses, William Taylor, the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and George Kent, who oversees Ukraine affairs at the State Department. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, will testify on Friday, with eight more witnesses scheduled for next week. All of this is centered on allegations that President Trump abused his authority in his dealings with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, an alleged quid pro quo to benefit Mr. Trump's domestic political standing. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi talked about the mood going into this week's impeachment hearings.
Prayerful, thoughtful, and actually sad today that our country has to come to a place where the president doesn't understand that Article 2 does not say that he can do whatever he wants.
In Hong Kong, clashes between protesters and riot police continued overnight at the Chinese Hong Kong University, extending one of the more violent stretches in the 5 months of demonstrations in China's semi-autonomous territory. Police fired rounds of tear gas and rubber bullets at pro-democracy demonstrators, and students responded by throwing bricks and gasoline bombs. Police eventually used water cannon, then backed away. Hong Kong police spokesman Kong Wing-cheong says some mainland China students want to leave their university campus, which is barricaded by demonstrators.
They told that they would like to leave the school campus because they have some safety concerns. But since the road in the vicinity has been seriously obstructed with trash, they are unable to leave.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is recovering after undergoing surgery to relieve pressure on his brain from bleeding linked to recent falls. The Carter Center announced on Twitter Carter was suffering no complications and will remain in the hospital as long as advisable for observation. More news at voanews.com. Self-exiled and now ex-Bolivian President Evo Morales is in Mexico, which granted him asylum after he resigned his office on Sunday and fled the country. Bolivian opposition leaders say they're striving to ensure a peaceful transition despite continuing political tensions. Here is VOA correspondent Mike O'Sullivan.
Soldiers patrol the streets of La Paz as supporters of Morales protest in Mexico City, where the former Bolivian leader arrived Tuesday morning.
I want to tell you, we're extremely grateful because the Mexican president has saved my life.
Morales resigned Sunday after weeks of turmoil, sparked when the three-term president claimed victory in an election that critics say should have led to a runoff against former Bolivian President Carlos Mesa. Amid the unrest, he lost support of Bolivia's military. The White House applauded Morales' departure, which it said reflects the will of Bolivia's people. Elsewhere in Latin America, supporters of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro said Morales, who was his nation's first indigenous president, was the victim of a U.S.-backed plot. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
New Israeli airstrikes today killed two more suspected militants in Gaza. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The Islamic Jihad says several more of its fighters were targeted as rocket fire into Israel resumed, along with Israeli retaliation after a brief overnight lull. The military said more than 250 rockets have been fired at Israeli communities since the violence erupted following an Israeli airstrike that killed a senior Islamic Jihad commander accused of being the mastermind of recent attacks. Israel says it has no interest in further escalation but will keep pressure on rocket launchers. I'm Zaria Shakili.
President Trump is meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the White House, a visit ripe with controversy. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey's president says Syrian Kurdish fighters have failed to vacate areas along the Turkish border, despite agreements with Russia and the U.S., and says he'll talk with President Donald Trump on it. Speaking before departing for Washington, Erdogan said he would also give Trump documents listing terror attacks allegedly carried out by Mazlum Abdi, the commander of the U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish-led force. Turkey wants U.S. officials to arrest Abdi. Ankara believes the U.S. nor Russia have been able to clear northern Syria of terrorist organizations within the time they promised. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More news online at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.